My name is Simon Cox. The date is the 1st of October 2009 and the time is 10 past 7 in the morning and I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I firstly ask you to say your name, age and where you've come from?
My name is Stephanie Brooks. I'm 28 and I've come from New Cross in South London.
How long have you lived in New Cross for?
I've lived in New Cross for just over 2 years. So I really enjoy it. I like living in London. This is the first time I've lived in London, so it's fantastic. Yeah.
So what were your first impressions of moving to London?
Oh, just how exciting it was and buzzy and so many things are going on. So when you actually go out of London to where you sort of previously lived, it seems so quiet in comparison. So I definitely, now I've lived in London and so much stuff is here, it'd be hard not to live here. Like to stay here.
Where did you live before London?
Yes, I lived in Hertfordshire, so not too far away, a bit of a commute, but just as soon as you come to London, you realise, you know, how many great things are here and the new museums and all the just the nightlife as well. So it's definitely fantastic. And there's so much to do, such as this. So you have the opportunity to come and do something as crazy as this. So it's great.
And what inspired the move to London?
Oh, right. Well, I was actually working in London and I decided to move in with my boyfriend and another sort of flatmate. So it was a sort of fantastic opportunity. So there was so many reasons to come to London. So yeah, lots of different reasons.
And what job do you do?
Yes, I'm actually a writer. I've just landed a publishing deal. So it seems quite fitting that while I'm on the plinth that I sort of write about my experiences on the plinth. So that's what I'm sort of planned to do today. So just document everything that I see. Even though I don't usually, you know, I write about a very specific subject. I write about modern spirituality for teenagers. So a very specific area.
So, what inspired your move into writing?
Oh, right. I've always written ever since I was very young, and it's something that I've always done. I sort of wrote a lot at university, and it's just something that I've been plugging away at for sort of many, many years, it sort of seems. And now I've recently just landed the deal. So a lot of exciting things have just happened in the last month, sort of getting the book deal and then being told I've been selected for the plinth. So it's been very good.
Why modern spirituality for teenagers?
It's something I've always been interested in myself. As a young child, I had a spiritual experience which I couldn't understand or explain. And so throughout my teenage years, I was questioning spirituality and what it was I'd experienced. And I realised there wasn't really anything for sort of younger people out there. Sort of the mind, body and spirit genre in general is generally sort of targeted to a more mature audience. And there was nothing really for sort of younger people. So it's something that I contribute articles to teenage sort of online sort of magazines. So it's just something that I sort of fell into and realised I really enjoy doing it. So it's sort of become my sort of little niche, so to speak.
Would you mind talking about your spiritual experience?
Yes, of course, absolutely. Well, when I was a sort of very young child, I had an experience of seeing a spirit, as a lot of people would say, a ghost. But what I had was an experience of seeing spirit, and I was saw spirit on and off for sort of several years. As a teenager, I sort of put it out of my mind. I sort of tried to forget about it, but during university I kept seeing things, and it was just something that I realised was there in my life. And after speaking to a lot of people and researching it and writing about it, realised that so many people have these experiences all the time. And in fact, a close friend of mine, when I told her what I was experiencing, she admitted to me, and she'd never before said anything. So it's one of those sort of hidden experiences, I think, your spirituality, really. So it was something that just always fascinated me, and I suppose having an experience of it, it sort of prompted me to sort of work in within the area.
Would you mind describing the spirit?
Yes, absolutely. It were when I was a child, I saw the spirit of two people, an elderly lady and an elderly gentleman, and I remember them absolutely vividly, as if it was yesterday. And they weren't sort of a scary looking presence like you see in films, sort of the glamorized image of it. It was actually two people who were just standing by my door. They weren't my parents. And I remember sort of vividly seeing them, and I saw them off and on. So it made me realise that, you know, they weren't a threatening experience. It was it was actually, you know, just, it was lovely to see something. So it sort of made me question, what is it all about? So that's sort of what's prompted me, sort of, I suppose, to work in this area and help other teenagers who may be having experiences and need to find out more about what it's about. Yeah.
And what is your current understanding of your spirituality?
Yeah, my current understanding is that, obviously, I know that I have sort of experiences that I can see visibly, but also I think everyone has all sorts of spiritual experiences. I think even, you know, on a day-to-day basis, you know, using our intuition, having hunches about things, even going on a plinth, I would say that's a very spiritual experience. It's something, you know, that you can sort of have, you know, an experience on your own. You can think about yourself, what you're doing, why you're here. So I think spirituality is something really that can't really be defined. I think it's very personal for everyone. Some people have extremely strong opinions on it, whether some people are spiritual without thinking they're spiritual. It's it's one of those I think subjects that's very hard to define, but yeah.
And how did your family react the first time you told them about these spirits?
They were fine, actually. My dad has a sort of an interest in spirituality, and all my family and friends were very supportive. And I think when you just speak honestly about something, you know, it was an experience I had. You know, people are very open, and I think people nowadays are very open to sort of spirituality. It's a big part of our, you know, mainstream culture. You know, we're all aware of it, you know, from all the Mountains of Mind, Body and Spirit books, and there's lots of shows about it. So I think people are very open to sort of spiritual experiences and speaking about them, so yeah.
And before these experiences, were you either religious or spiritual in any way?
No, I've never been a religious person, and really my interest from it sort of grew out of an experience as a young child, so it's something that I've always been interested in. So yeah, I've never had any religious background or anything, so it's just something that's just become a part of my life, so yeah.
And how are you going to address spirituality for teenagers?
Well, the way of doing it is in a very practical way. You know, I hope to bring the subject very down to earth and to make it accessible. I think the word spiritual sometimes sounds a little bit, it's such a sort of an umbrella word for a lot of different things and different subjects. So I hope to sort of, you know, show people, well, within my book, particularly young people, sort of how to get in contact with a guardian angel, a very, you know, down to earth, a very gentle way, nothing, you know, too much. You know, as a teenager, you're interested in so many things, and you want to, you know, you're finding out about who you are as a person. So I hope the book is just a fun and gentle introduction to the subject. Yeah.
And how does spirituality affect your day-to-day life?
I think it's just a part of my day-to-day life in a really natural way. I mean, for example, you know, I usually meditate on a day-to-day basis, and that's just, you know, a small strand of, I suppose, a spiritual way of being, which helps me, and particularly with London life. I think a lot of people sort of want to, you know, and connect with themselves. Some people may do it through exercise or meditation, or, you know, having a good, nice walk through the park. If it inspires you, then that's a very spiritual way of being. Yeah.
And do you feel spirituality?
We've been saying the word too much, haven't we?
How can it benefit society?
I think when you look at spirituality, you're sort of connecting within yourself and thinking about what you're here to do. So I think that in a very basic way, it sort of helps the person in a very selfish way, but that's important. I think if you can help yourself in any way, and you know, perhaps if you're interested by a spiritual idea, you're going to be discovering more about yourself. So by helping yourself, I suppose you help other people. You feel more positive, and so it's, I think it's a sort of a trickle down effect. I don't think someone says I'm spiritual suddenly everything's fine. It's a constant, you know, progression. I mean, you know, sort of meditating is a great way of connecting as well. So yeah, I think it can help. Yeah.
Well, just to take you to the pit, I'm just going to ask how you first heard about the project.
Yes. Well, actually, it was on I think it was London News. And I suddenly saw this person on this plinth. I thought, wow, what's going on here? And then I suddenly realised you could actually take part in it. So I think I remember running up to my computer and logging on, and I thought, oh, it's a massive competition. There's going to be millions of people. I won't be selected in a million years. So when I got the email about a month ago, I was absolutely completely shocked. I thought it was a rejection letter, so I had to keep looking at it to make sure it said it's been confirmed. So it's fantastic, yeah.
And how are you feeling at this moment in time?
I feel really nervous. I'm can, looking out of the window, and I'm getting a bit nervous because I'm not great with heights, but I think it's a challenge for me to see if I can sit up there for an hour or so. But it should be good. I'm just going to be sitting down, taking notes of my experience, so too much. I'm not going to be doing any acrobatics or anything, so I'm just going to sit there and I think just enjoy it. So yeah.
Have you any plans for these notes?
Yes, the lady I spoke to when I just arrived said you can release them sort of for the archive, for the one another sort of archive. So if something halfway okay comes out, I'll definitely forward it on, because obviously it's nice to have people's experiences of the plinth. So but then again, I might just be enjoying the view so much I probably won't write a thing, so I'm going to play it by ear.
And what would you like to gain from your experience?
I think just simply, actually, the experience. A lot of people said, oh, I should do something a bit more, maybe perhaps meditate, or do something more connected with what I'm interested in. But I just decided that I just want to go up and enjoy it, just being on a plinth in the middle of Trafalgar Square. I don't think I'll ever do that again. So I think I just want to enjoy the experience, yeah.
So in general, are you a follower of the arts?
Yes, I've actually went to Anthony Gormley previous exhibition when he had the cloud within the box. Gosh, that absolutely terrified me. I walked in and I completely lost my senses. Where was I going? So I thought that was fascinating. So when I heard it was Anthony Gormley, I thought, oh, fantastic. And you can actually take part was even better. So yeah, definitely.
And what are your current interests?
Lots of interest. Well, writing, obviously spirituality, meditation, seeing friends, going out for dinner with friends, all sorts of things. Cinema, films, lots of different interests. Gosh, at the top of your head you suddenly think, what am I interested in?
So. Just to pick up on meditation, when did you get into it?
Oh gosh, quite a while ago. Actually, it was probably about university time. I needed something sort of to relax and sort of, I suppose, de-stress, particularly at university when you've got all your deadlines looming. So yeah, it's just I do just some very basic meditations where I concentrate on my breathing, and it just helps me just to calm down, and I suppose it just relaxes you, ready for the day, really. So it's it sort of helps me. So I know it helps millions of people. It's such a wonderful thing to do. So yeah.
And are you part of a group of spiritual people or meditation?
No, not really. Actually, I meet sort of I meet people all the time. So I'm interested in that, or I've seen my guardian angel, or I know about an aura. So I meet people through sort of workshops I've done, or spiritual fairs, or book signings, and so really, it's just a very natural way of just meeting people. I usually do a meditation on my own. I used to do a guided meditation with a group when I was a teenager, but I really got into it when I was at university. So yeah.
And what do you mean by guardian angel?
Oh, guardian angel. Well, spiritually speaking, I personally believe that we all have a guardian angel. Well, quite a few, many guardian angels who basically guide us throughout our lives and are always at our sides. And it's just a matter of sort of connecting with them, obviously, and then asking them for help. So that's one of my sort of spiritual beliefs, yes.
And how did you personally connect with your guardian angel?
Through meditation. Actually, meditation is one of the key exercises you can do to sort of link with your spirituality, whether you want to, start to open, more of your sort of your psychic sense, your sixth sense, or connect with the guardian angel. Meditation is basically the way to do it, because when you're obviously in a meditative state, you're in a sort of more relaxed state of mind, you're sort of cut off from all the hustle and bustle of daily life. So I always suggest to anyone who asks, how can I get in touch with my guardian angel, I always suggest starting meditation or even doing a class. I always suggest people, if they want to get into it straight away, a class is always great, because it helps you concentrate, because often when you start learning on your own, it's you hear the phone go and you instantly want to go and answer it, or if there's a lot of noise in your house. So I think sort of meditation groups are a fantastic way of connecting with your spirituality. So yeah.
And how do do you find people react when you talk to them about your spirituality?
Really well, actually. Funny enough, when I was younger, I used to get a little bit worried that people might think I'm a cuckoo, you know, all the sort of the spiritual stereotypes, you know, head up in the clouds. But most people I speak to respond really well because they see I'm very genuine about it. I just tell them honestly my experiences and that I'm just learning about it myself. It's just a constant everyday learning more about, you know, your spirituality and what you're capable of. So everyone's been really positive, actually, and open-minded, because you know, I speak to a lot of people who obviously, you know, don't believe in the presence of God and angels, but you know, a lot of those people are my closest friends and people I love, so it's I think that's great. It adds to the mixture, you know. It's, you know, that's part of what it's all about, questioning things and deciding that's not for you or that's right for you. So
And can I ask, what's important in your life?
Oh, important in my life, well, my family and friends are important. They're sort of number one. And then sort of at the moment, my new book, that's very important to me. That's something I'm very excited about, so that's on my mind all the time. So yes, those two things, my family and friends, and sort of my career, that's important to me, so yeah.
And you mentioned your boyfriend.
Yes, John, just outside there.
When did you first meet him?
Oh, I met him actually when I was a few years ago. I was working in PR for a little while. I did a stint in PR, and he has his own business. He's a website designer. He has his own business, and I met him as he worked within the office that I was working in. So yes, we've been together just over 3 years now. So yeah, he's great.
You mentioned obviously you worked in PR. What other jobs have you previously done?
Yes, well, PR's been something that I went into because I wanted to know how to sort of promote myself with the work I'm doing, and you know, it's I think PR is an interesting way to sort of find out more about the media, and I was interested in the media and how they operate, and because I knew what I was writing in was, you know, quite a niche area, I needed to know sort of how to promote myself. So PR was a very good experience. It just sort of helped me to, you know, learn a bit more about the media and how they work, so yeah.
I'm just going to ask if I can for you to paint a picture of yourself genuinely at this moment of time in your life.
Oh gosh, right, very excited, anxious, lots of things happening, sort of very hopeful, and yeah, I think just excited. That funny enough, this month a lot of great things have been happening, so very, very excited.
What other great things have been happening this month?
Oh, well, obviously the book deal was a major thing. I think that really has been the big thing. Also, I'm going to be moving house soon, so looking forward to that. And then also going on the plinth has been a really big thing. I mean, my gosh, I've been very excited about it. So yeah, this month a lot of sort of things have been happening, so yeah.
Whereabouts are you moving to?
Well, actually, we're only moving down the road. Not moving too far, not very adventurous, so we're literally just moving the other side of where we live now, so very close, don't like moving too far.
Thank you.